Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Have you taken a look at your Louisiana vegetable planting guide yet? If so, you would notice that January 15th, or any time in mid-January, marks the optimum time to start your tomato and pepper seeds for transplants into the vegetable garden for mid-March. Whether you start your seeds in a greenhouse or indoors, there are many benefits to growing your own transplants. One benefit is that you can save tons of money. If you were to purchase a flat of plants from the nursery, you would be paying for the invested time and money that the nurserymen put into that flat of plants. On the other hand, if you were to incur the time and expense of starting the plants yourself, then there could be a savings upwards of $15 or greater per flat of plants. One major concern of starting plants indoors or in a greenhouse for your outdoor landscape is timing. If you start your plants indoors too early, you run the risk of having them indoors far too long and having those plants become root-bound. This can ultimately lessen the quality and the vigor of the plants that you put into the landscape. Conversely, if you start your plants too late in the season, you won't reap the maximum amount of landscape value or vegetables produced on that particular plant. Using the Louisiana Vegetable Planting Guide is the easiest way to determine when to start your vegetable seeds in your greenhouse or indoors. For other plants, such as annual or perennial flowers, you will need to work backwards from the desired planting date. The first step to starting your transplants is to determine when the desired plant should be planted into the landscape. Second, determine the amount of time needed for those plants to mature from germination to the point where they can be planted into the ground. Typically, it's about 6 to 8 weeks. The last piece of information needed is the germination time. Look on the back of the seed package to determine how long it will take before the plant germinates. Now, with those three pieces of information, you will now be able to determine when to start your seeds in your greenhouse or indoors. For example, we plant vinca in late spring or early summer, typically around May. When we start vinca in a 4-inch container, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks to grow to a full plant that will be ready to put into the ground. Continuing to work backwards, it'll also take an additional week for germination. This means we need about 9 weeks to grow out our plants. Therefore, we should start the seeds at the beginning of March, either indoors or in a hothouse. If you're not lucky enough to own your own greenhouse or hothouse, a large window or sliding glass door will be just fine. First, get all of your prep work done outside, such as filling your containers with potting soil and planting your seed. After determining the area where you will have the seed for the next few weeks, lay down some plastic or a lid from a storage container and put your trays on top of that. That way, none of the water will leak out onto your floors. Keep an inexpensive mist bottle or watering can in close proximity to the seeds to make sure that the soil and the plants don't dry out. Keep a close eye on the size of the plants as they start to reach maturity by checking the root system every few weeks or so. Once you are able to pull the plants out of the pot and the soil stays intact because of the amount of roots, your plants are now ready to be planted into the landscape. This winter, try starting a few flats of your favorite vegetables or flowering annuals. If you have enough space and the desire to learn a little extra about the plants that you use in the landscape, then I highly encourage you to try your hand at this new skill. The risk-reward ratio is tremendous. A little upfront cost will create an impressive impact on your landscape in the future. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at Rouse_horticulture or check out previous podcasts of the show available at WRKF.org.